from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. On our website, we have photos of a suspected bank robber taken during an incident Friday afternoon. Timmins police say they responded to an alarm at the Northern Credit Union on Mountjoy Street North. A person had gotten away on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you know who the suspect is and where they can be found, you're asked to call city police or Crime Stoppers. Another case of COVID-19 in Timmins brings the Porcupine Health Unit's total so far to 2,258. One more moved into the resolved category over the weekend. 24 are currently active. All the testing and vaccination figures make up by the numbers at mytimmonsnow.com. Flooding has forced the evacuation of the entire city of Merritt, B.C. The province's public safety minister calls the situation dynamic. Mike Farnworth says between 80 and 100 vehicles are also trapped near Agassiz following the heavy rain that created flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. He says helicopter rescues might be needed for some of the stranded people. Several other highways have been closed by landslides, including the Trans-Canada. Well, a lot of feet that would have been cold this winter won't be now that we've collected hundreds of pairs of socks. We teamed up with Socks Timmins, accepting donations along the Santa Claus parade route Saturday night. Coordinator Carol Halt is extremely pleased.
We haven't been able to collect socks for 2 years due to the pandemic, so this has been absolutely amazing, and the community needs it, and they came out, everybody supported us, and we're very appreciative.
If you missed the parade, we'll accept your sock donation at Moose 93.1 at 49 Cedar Street South. And finally this afternoon, back to Timmins history again and the annual Santa Claus Parade. In modern times, it began in 1989 under the leadership of Brian Blahey. The parade was a Saturday morning event until early in the 2000s, says museum director-curator Karen Bachman.
The parade did go to an evening parade, which was something a little bit different again, so that we could have light-up floats and different things. And that, again, was really well-supported in the community. Some of the first parades of that had about 15 to 18,000 people in the streets.
Of course, there was no parade in 2020, kicked to the curb by the COVID-19 pandemic. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.